Yeah, what we've done with this is to really focus with, one, a select number of agencies, and two, some select mission-critical occupations, those occupations that government really has the hardest time filling. So over the course of a three-year span, we're actually going to look at three different occupational groups with different sets of agencies. The first one in phase one, which we're about halfway through now, is Fed Recruit Acquisition. So we're specifically looking for entry-level talent in federal contracting and acquisition positions.
So the need for qualified contracting staff not declining. Agency leadership, you say, has to make it a priority to strengthen that workforce. One of the things that this focuses on is not just bringing people in, but retention, keeping people on.
Yeah, that's true, Amy, and it's particularly true with the acquisition talent. One of the difficulties that federal agencies are having is one, not only attracting talent in the first place, and again, part of that is because, you know, you don't go to school to be a contracting officer. You don't go to school to work in federal acquisition. So what is actually the right skill set? Who are the folks that you're trying to attract? How do you actually get that message? But once they get in, what government's having a hard time doing, particularly at the entry level, is also keeping that talent. So they're working for government for a few years, and then they're bolting out of government. Or they're staying at a single agency, and then from there they're moving to another agency. So to some extent, part of the problem within government, even in the acquisition community, is it's almost a shifting of the decks on the Titanic, that you're able to attract folks, but then they're bolting your agency to go to another one. There's never quite enough talent coming in the door to actually fit the need.
Okay, so how does the Fed pilot program help with that?
Yeah, what we're doing is we're actually working with three pilot agencies, NNSA, a subcomponent of the Department of Energy, NASA Goddard, and EPA. And what we're doing is working with a team from each one of those agencies to look at currently what are some of their systems and structures that they have in place. How did they go about recruiting, hiring, and retaining their talent? But also taking a broader look and saying, really, what are some of the major challenges that you're experiencing? So one of the things that we identified, and this really speaks kind of to that retention piece, is for young people coming into the contracting or acquisition occupations, they don't have a sense of what the career path is. So what? I'm now working in this, but where am I going to be 4, 5, 6, 10 years from now if I stay in this? So we're actually working with the agencies to try to develop a career path model that they can actually promote on the front end of things. So as they're out on college campuses, as they're out working to try to attract entry-level talent to this, they can say, not only is this a great job for you now, but here's where you can see yourself down the road. So again, looking more than just the immediate, but there is actually a long-term future for you, both at this agency, but also in this occupation as well. Also looking simply at some of the messaging. Again, students don't go to school saying, I'm going to be a contracting professional with the federal government or with a private sector firm or anything else. Mm-hmm. Contracting isn't. So it's also about that education piece. What is the right terminology? What's the right language? How do we actually help them understand, them being the job seeker, understand what contracting acquisition workforce is about and how they get into it? So, again, a lot of focus on those types of things, a lot of focus on how they're currently using internships as kind of that entryway and that pipeline development to get students to understand and kind of give it a test run as well.
And they have to listen and educate each other, the acquisition office and the HR office. They have to work together.
Well, actually, one of the themes that really surfaced very quickly in the beginning of this pilot is just the need for the program office, in this case, the acquisition or the contracting offices, to be able to work hand-in-hand with HR. That, you know, HR, frankly, is everybody's business, and this doesn't only speak to the acquisition community, but across government, is if we only rely on HR and the human capital offices to do our quote-unquote recruitment, we're actually in a world of hurt. Not that they aren't qualified to do so, but all of us in federal government have touch points with potential job seekers. We need to look at that as a recruitment opportunity. So that's one reason. But secondly, the HR folks don't know what it's like to be in the trenches working on contracting issues. So you really need to, once again, bring those folks into it. They don't know ultimately what's going to make the ideal contracting person as well. So again, it really is something that contracting, the acquisition offices and HR have to work together more to understand both of their needs, both of their situations and their processes as well. And unfortunately, one of the things that we found in this is that that isn't naturally happening. So we really need to put that on the radar screen and kind of force some of those conversations very, very early on in the discussion. Ultimately, who's writing your job posting that goes on USA Today or USAjobs.gov? Is it HR? Is it your acquisition office, or is it a combination of the two? At the end of the day, it really ought to be a combination of the two.
And what's interesting also is the use of interns, not just seeing them as extra help to run errands and to make copies, but as a potential future employee.
Yeah, Amy, we've talked about this before, that that government really doesn't do a great job of using internships and using it as a pipeline directly into federal service. That's been one of the things that we've recognized with this pilot initiative as well, is that, you know, you really have to set it out so that it's a meaningful experience for the student who's coming into an internship, so that, again, they get a sense for the real type of work that they'd be doing. And again, hopefully it's going to get them jazzed. It's really, I hate to use the analogy of a used car or a car lot, but that's really what it is. The intern gets to kick the tires a little bit and say, you know what, let's see if this is actually the car for me. In this case, if this is the agency, the job for me. At the same time, the agency gets to check it out and say, you know what, is this actually the right person for this job as well? Perfect match, perfect opportunity for both sides to kind of kick the tires and give it a test drive.